feel the Sandful Statewide Super League Grand Final fever on this Sunday at Adelaide Oval.
The Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jazz presents AFL Newsbreaker.
What up, JC?
Jay Clark.
Oh, we love this young man. Good afternoon, Jay. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
It's great to speak to you again, team. What's happening in the trade period as usual?
There's plenty going on. Now, we need you to explain this to us because Sydney have said, well, if you're not going to deal with us, Adelaide, we'll go and deal with Port Adelaide and get a deal done there. And then Adelaide have come out and said, well, you know what, we'll just let him walk to the pre-season draft. Now, can you explain to the listeners out there how he can just walk to the pre-season draft and get picked up when Adelaide don't have the first pick? There's plenty of picks before them.
Yeah, it's a good point, Bernie. Look, I personally think the Swans are playing a bit of a dangerous game here. Now, as we know, Adelaide, although they sit, pick four in the national draft, they could pick him up there or more likely in the preseason draft. Now, Carlton did this, only 2 years ago with Jack Martin, and it can be manipulated behind the scenes in terms of his salary in essentially guaranteeing his safe passage to Adelaide for nothing. And what a pickup Jordan Dawson would be. So what you just do, and Jack Martin, as I said, did this at Carlton, you just put a really big a salary in his first year. So Jack Martin, I think, was 1.2, maybe 1.3 for his first year. Yeah. Now, that basically locks out other clubs who can't afford him from taking him. So Melbourne, for example, said they were interested in Jack Martin, but they weren't prepared to commit to that huge salary for potentially only 1 year, when Martin said, look, I only want to go to Carlton, and any other club who takes me will only get me for 1 year. Like, it's just fanciful to think that North Melbourne are going to pick up Jordan Dawson, a club he doesn't want to go to, pay more than $1 million for 1 year, and then he ends up going to Adelaide anyway. Like, it's just embarrassing. And you talk to clubs and managers, like, it doesn't happen. Like, who was the last player this happened to? Nick Stevens.
He that's right.
Yep. End up going to Carlton. Like, it just doesn't happen. Like, it's hard to get your footy department, your playing list in sync without having a $1 million player there on your list who doesn't want to be there anyway. Like, in terms of the locker room, it's a disaster. So I think the threat of this is very real. And I sort of personally think what Adelaide had arranged, Justin Reid had arranged in terms of getting pick 16 from the Bulldogs and then maybe a little dob of cream, a little squirt and a little boiled lolly or chocolate on the side to maybe top that up a little bit. Man, I think that's sort of reasonable, if you know what I mean. Like, clubs are reluctant to give too much, you know, top 10 picks. The clubs have given two top first round picks for Dylan Scheel and Adam Treloar and all that sort of stuff recently. Hasn't worked out.
Hawthorn
got potential for pick 13. So maybe that's a half decent comparison. So look, the Swans are talking a really big game. I thought the pick 17 deal that Adelaide had offered early in the trade period with a little sweetener was fair. And now, you're right, there is this threat of the preseason draft. And if they could get him for nothing like Carlton did with Martin, and that blew up in Gold Coast's face, geez, what a boost for their list rebuild.
I'll throw a couple of names at you, Jay-Z. Luke Dunstan and Melbourne small forward Cade Chandler has been linked to the Crows.
Yeah, so the Crows have met with Cade Chandler. He's from Tasmania. I really like this guy. When he played for Melbourne, back or forward as a small, he's tough.
Hard.
He's hard head. And Melbourne just had such a good run with their injury list this year. A lot of guys like him didn't get a go. I really like Cade Chandler. I think he can play best 22 footy. Luke Dunstan to Melbourne. Expect this to happen as early as today. He'd be insurance. Like, he's a backup. He's not going to beat Clayton Oliver or Christian Petrarca for a game. But if they are to be hit with injuries, then I think Luke Dunstan, for a team in a premiership sweet spot, he's perfect. He's going to cost them bugger all. I think this is smart business from the D's.
Well done. And Eddie Betts has been linked to the Cats, as well as a good performer on the weekend in the Sandful Grand Finals, Tyson Stengel.
Yes, now this is such a Geelong move, isn't it? So they get Eddie Betts. He's going to be in their development coaching ranks. Wow. We know the serious change that the Cats have got through there in their assistant coaching ranks. They are absolutely wrapped to get Eddie. Like, they think he can have such a positive influence on their young players in particular, especially Tyson Stengel. So he's a guy who's been a little bit off the rails, had to get his life in order, super talented. He comes in, he is best 22 for the Cats. He could play in a forward pocket, kick 30-plus goals. And when you've got Eddie just helping steer him, guide him, you know, just such a respected person. As a 1-2 hit for the Cats, who are looking for different ways to top up their list and do things, you know, in different sort of ways, just a really smart business, I think, from the Cats to get those two. And I think there's a serious chance Stengel lands at the Cats next year and is mentored by Eddie.
Smart from the Cats. Mm. The other two names, how's the Chera deal going? And also local boy, Laddams.
Yeah, so Pete Laddams, I believe, is talking to Hawthorn and Sydney.
Yep.
Port Adelaide want a first-round pick. Now, I can't see Hawthorn giving a first-round pick to Laddams. I think it's going to be less than that. You know, Sydney want a first-rate ruckman. I think he's a good fit for them. So I think there's a good chance this deal gets done. Whether it's a first-round pick, I'm not sure. Maybe a future pick. But I think that deal will get done. Adam Chera will be for pick six and then a really complicated swap of other picks. So whether it's second, third and fourth, you know, I think this will happen. That pick six is still the essential key plank in that deal. He'll play for Carlton along with George Hewitt, really bolster that midfield for Michael Voss. There'll be a complicated swap of picks, but that'll get done.
Jay, great job, mate. Thanks for your time and we'll speak again.
Good on you, boys. And Bluey, that tweet about that bloke from New South Wales. I love that. What an absolute
tweet. Should have been kicked off of Twitter for that. You can't use that language.
I went to bed last night thinking, should I have said that? Yeah. Well, it was a bit strong.
Did you have a few last night, did you?
No,
you
did I didn't. I did it very early.
You hit the bottle and then went to Twitter, social media.
What a tosser, Jay-Z. What a tosser.
I like it, Bluey.
All right, good on man. You, mate. There he is, Jay Clark, there on the Triple M Rush Hour.
Feel the Sandful Statewide Super League Grand Final fever on this Sunday at Adelaide Oval.